Okay, so Yashikach to I guess the anonymous sponsorship that the learning and the brachas for the food and so on should be Leilui Nishmas Rus Bas Yeshua Shalosh Ben Aliyah, and with that Sheva Bracha Natzlacha should come to the whole Mishpacha, the whole Kila, all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, so let's finish up the sort of the sugya that we began a couple weeks ago. We were talking about, you know, one thing led to another, and we were discussing the topic of the Koyach HaMedame, the faculty of imagination, and how the Koyach HaMedame is an essential component in Avodas Hashem. And so we spoke about, here, maybe if you get them in the back to them. So we spoke about how it started off from, in Inyan Sefer Yeshua, that the Rabbanu Shel Olam, we saw this, that the Rabbanu Shel Olam told Yeshua Ben Nun that Yeshua Ben was very old and he wasn't able to conquer all of Eretz Yisrael. He found it very difficult. And so Hashem gave him an Eitzah, pretend as if you already did. Divide up Eretz Yisrael in such a way, Ke'ilu, you already conquered it. And we saw from the Shem Yishmu, all this form, that this inyan of the Koyach HaMedame, of a person imagining, sort of putting themselves beyond the Maniyah, beyond the issue, in that state of godless, will then sort of allow them to become that person that they're imagining themselves to be. And so that led us into a sugya of the Koyach HaMedame. The Koyach HaMedame is usually associated with the Yetzirah, with fantasy and illusions and not good things. But l'maisa, the Koyach HaMedame has a way of, it could be used b'kedusha. Ad kedei kach, this is what we saw last week, is that the whole avoda of neviyah, of nevuah, to become a navi, which is really the height, by the times of Tanakh, the way it's supposed to be, the height of godless, the greatest position really in Dveikus Ba'Hashem is a navi. And so that itself, we saw from the Mekubalim, it was machlokes between the philosophy Rishonim versus the Mekubalim, but according to the Mekubalim, the ikar human faculty that a person needs in order to experience nevuah is the Koyach HaMedame, is the Koyach of imagination. That's what we spoke about last time, that the sort of the basic, you know, mechanics of nevuah is that a person has a nefesh elokis, a neshama, and that neshama starts from the highest of madrigas, paralleling the oilmas. It starts mamash natzilas and gets all the way down to asiya shabasi, and the tail end of your neshama is your consciousness. And so the chiddush of nevuah is that to allow sort of your consciousness to travel up the ladder of your own neshama to experience higher levels of yourself. Higher levels of your own neshama, and that's really what nevuah is, which is, you know, and that's the chiddush of nevuah, is that this can happen while you're still alive. It was usually after 120, a person passes on, and slowly but surely the consciousness travels up that ladder. Every yahrzeit it gets another rung, right? That's aliyah, you know, the neshama shed an aliyah and so on. It's that consciousness of the person becoming more elevated as time goes on. The chiddush of nevuah is for that to happen while the person's b'chayiv, while the person's still alive. And so this is what we saw last time. Is that in order for this to happen, in order that the vehicle through which the consciousness of the Navi is able to ascend was actually through the Koyach HaMedame. He would use this Koyach of imagination. The Koyach of imagination has this quality of being able to travel. Of being, you know, you could be in New York, and you could be imagining South Africa, you know, whatever. You could be all over the place. So the Koyach HaMedame has this quality of bending rules, of breaking limitations. And so using the Koyach HaMedame, the Navi was able to travel up the olamos of his own neshama, and thus being able to experience nevuah. That's what we spoke about Barichas last week. Now, I'm going to try to figure out how to go about doing this. We'll go a little bit out of order. But knowing what we saw last week, which is that the Koyach HaMedame is so significant in the process of nevuah, we can now appreciate a Torah from Rav Kook. If you take a look at Maror Malkin number 4, this is from Iris on page Lamed Vav. So this Rav Kook doesn't, you know, he doesn't give Maror Kaimus, but this Torah from Rav Kook is really based on a teaching from the Vilna Gaon. The Gemara talks about, the Rishonim deal with the question is like, why did Nevuah end? Like, what exactly was the cause of Nevuah to end? Now the truth is, according to the Rambam, in that whole view of Nevuah being fundamentally a natural phenomenon, if a person is like Kulei Seichel, that's what we spoke about a little bit last week. So the Rambam Taka, nowhere does the Rambam write in Hilchos Deis that Nevuah officially ended. There's no, the Rambam Fakert, in Mor Nevuchim, in a few places, the Rambam openly says that Nevuah is still Shaykh. So why don't we have Nevi'im? So the Rambam says, very, you know, Kedarka is very practical. The Rambam says, the reason is because in order to be a Navi, a person has to have an unbelievable level of Yishva Das, a Menuchas HaNefesh, in order to go through the steps of becoming a Navi. And he says, the nature of Gullus is that we just don't have that level of Yishva Das. So it's a technicality. But the Rambam holds, huh?
Isn't it a Gemara Nidl in the book?
So the question is, what does that mean? Does that mean, the Rambam learned, it doesn't mean, like, that's not an ironclad thing. So practically, we don't have Nevuah anymore because of the lack of Yishuv Hadas. Right, but it's not the Etzem. It's not like fundamentally it's impossible. It's not impossible. Yeah, it's not, exactly. It's not an edict. It's not a klal like that. It's like a rule. It's not like a gzeras akas of all of a sudden there's no Nevuah. The Rambam Lishitas, again, it's Lishitas because Nevuah is a natural phenomenon.
Yeah.
So that the Gemara, that's the Vilna Gaon. That's what we're going to see in a second.
But they didn't have times where they didn't have Nuchas Nefesh in the Passover.
So those individuals, because the general matziv of Yisrael, Yisrael B'Kitikunam, of being in Eretz Yisrael with the Beis HaMikdash and so on, I guess not. Obviously, not everyone had Nuchas Nefesh, but those individual people that were Nevi'im were able to, you know, create a space for themselves to have enough Nuchas Nefesh to have that. And the Rambam, again, that's the Rambam's Chiddush. Again, it's by the Mekubalim, it's not like that. So the question is, by according to the Mekubalim, why did Nevuah end? All the ingredients that you need is you need a neshama, I need an imagination. Nope. So what's the problem? So why can't you have Nevuah? So in the Rishonim that don't go with the Rambam, so their explanation, the common explanation of the Rishonim is that you need an Aron. You need not just the Beis HaMikdash, you need the Aron in the Kaddish HaKadoshim. You need a full Beis HaMikdash in order for Nevuah to happen. And it's explained in, there's different ways how the Rishonim, it's going to take too long to explain, but there's different ways of how the Rishonim sort of explain why that is required. But that's the rule that the many Rishonim say, is that you need some conduit. For the Shefa of Nevuah to experience, even for the potential, for that, for this whole thing to work, there needs to be an Aron in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Kaddish HaKadoshim. We see by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, is Mibein HaKruvim. Even the words, Mi Bein Shnei HaKruvim, is Rosh HaTevis Moshe. So like the whole, Moshe Rabbeinu is Av Nevi'im. And so there's something about the Aron in the Kaddish HaKadoshim that is necessary for Nevuah. Again, I'm not going into why, but that's what most Rishonim say. Then there's a Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon writes that the ending of Nevuah was not because there's no Beis HaMikdash, and it's not because of just a lack of Yishuv Hadas, it's because of something else. The Gemara tells us that by the time after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, which primarily came because of Avodah Zarah, so Bitlu Yitzra da Avodah Zarah, Chazal, Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, somehow were able to get rid of the Yitzra Avodah Zarah, says the Vilna Gaon, cryptically, because of that, Nevuah ends. So what's the Shaychus? So most Mefarshim explain that it's just Zelu Mazeh. In other words, Hashem needs for Bechira purposes, for things to be balanced, the forces of good versus evil. So if the Yetzer of the Zara is being taken away, then now everything is unbalanced. So in order to even the scales again, so Hashem had to take away Nevuah. That's usually how most Mefarshim explain what the Vilna Gaon is talking about. But Rav Kook saw it differently. Rav Kook, as we'll see in a second, understood that the very taking away... the Rav Kook is dealing with a more fundamental question. It's like, what does it mean to take away the Yetzer HaRa? Like, what does it mean? I mean, the Gemara describes this whole thing of the fire. The Gemara actually says that the way they did this, that they when whatever the avoid was that they did, the scene of it was that this like fire came out of the Kaddish HaKadoshim and they captured it in a lead pipe and so it's something Kaddish HaKadoshim related. So Rav Kook is dealing with what does that mean to Mivat Yetzer Avodah Zarah? And says Rav Kook, once we identify what that Nakuda was, we'll see how that itself is Mamish Takeaway Nevuah. So what does that mean? So he said, take a look at Marmok number 4. Nizgarish Kayach Hamadame Mishlita Rechava Bagvul Yisrael. Says Rav Kook, the end of the first base of Migdash changed the general, way of the wiring of the Jewish people and the whole world changed. That what? That the Kayach HaMadame was now banished from being the dominant faculty in humanity. Until Rav Kook saw the end of the first Beis HaMikdash on a global level, is that before during the times of Nevuah, where the Yetzer HaRa Avodah Zarah was rampant, the general faculty that was dominant, that was driving society, that was driving civilization, was the Kayach HaMadame. So in those days, like the science, there was no sciences that we know now. It was all the occult and witchcraft and astrology and all these types of vinyanim, and that's what propelled society. The kaycha medama, the imaginative faculty, that nakuda of not just seeing things, not just being satisfied with the tangible and the mathematical, but trying to experiential that type of inyan. that was driving society. The end of the first Beis HaMikdash meant a shift from imagination being the driving force to seichel being the driving force. Nizgarish kaych medama, says Rav Kook, the kaych of imagination was banished, mishlita rechava b'gvul Yisrael from its dominance in the Jewish people. The yitzra davaydezara netzra, and the yitzra davaydezara was locked up, beduda de'ivra, in this lead pipe, so to speak, v'nochis yitzra, and the yitzra was subdued. In other words, says Rav Kook, that was what it means when the Eight Sahara of Avodah Zarah was taken away. What does it mean? What was fueling the Eight Sahara of Avodah Zarah was the Kayach of imagination. That's what the Kayach of imagination was. That need of the human being to experience that which is mystical, like that was the driving force. And the banishment of the Kayach of Adama resulted in there not being a Eight Sahara of Avodah Zarah anymore. And that also causes not to have Nevuah. Because again, why? Because as we've been talking about, the Kayach of Adama is not just you need imagination. You need to be an imaginative person. Your humanity has to be driven by the imagination. And that's no longer the case. There was no longer the case from the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. And Rav Kook says, interestingly enough, there's other fallouts that come from this. The Lahava Sahava Sa'uma, the Aretz, Einim Rageshes Baisat Tam Ha'omak Shol Yimei HaTayva. And with the lack of imagination, and the lack of even just to connect to what I was talking about this morning, the lack of Chachma, when it's like Kulei Bina, that lack of the mystery of being driven for mysteries and esoteric and that which is beyond the normal limitations of life, this caused also a lacking in the love, in the fiery love for the nation and the love for the land. Because again, in a very practical, pragmatic, and very mathematical sense, what does it mean to be a nation? I have my parents, you have your parents, that cold calculation of seichel means that you're not going to be passionate about your people, and you're not going to be passionate about your land. That's driven by the kaycha medama. So with the lack of the kaycha medama, there's no nevuah, there's no yetzer avodah zarah, and there's no real sense of Am Yisrael, there's no sense of iskashos with the land. It's all as a result of the kaycha medama. Now Chazal, the banishment of the kaycha medama, now Chazal did this because they saw Yetzer of the Tzar was going crazy, and that's they felt that this was a necessary thing. But there are fallouts. There's fallouts from that. The truth is, by the writings of Rav Tzadik HaKayan, so in Rav Tzadik, this is a big sugya also. Rav Tzadik talks about this in his language. Rav Tzadik always talks about it in more the positive, is that not only did this change, there's no Yetzer of the Tzar, there's no Nevuah, there's no Ahavas Ha'uma, Ahavas Ha'aretz, that's all true. But Rav Tzadik always says, but this change was also necessary to allow the development of Tarsh Baal Peh. To develop Tarsh Baal Peh, the details of Tarsh Baal Peh are completely absorbed and just, you can't see them under the light of Tarsh B'chsav. It's just too, the light of Navu is too immense to, think about it, if you read Navi, what are the Musa, Navim is like Musa Shmuzim, what are they talking about? They're not talking about coming on time to Seder. They're not talking about being kavei itim. They're not talking about. They're talking about like big inyanim. They're talking about havas mishpat and big in, because that was the kaych of nevuah. And it wasn't, and under that light, you can't see the pratim so much. So, but the tar needs pratim to be developed. That's tar shabal peh. And so we need to sort of shut that valve of Kayach HaMedamah to allow space for the pratim of Tarsh Baal Peh. So there's what's gained besides just saving us from Avodah Zarah. Rav Tzadik talks about this a lot, that there's a lot gained by this, which is the emergence of Tarsh Baal Peh and the flourishing of Tarsh Baal Peh. But this is all because of that shift from Kayach HaMedamah to the Kayach HaSeichel. V'advarim, and he ends off, Rav Kook ends off, V'advarim mekusharim im tzar ha'ilam kuloi. And this causes a deep pain of the world. There's a certain pain in the world because of this shutting of the valve. Okay, so now let's investigate just a little bit further. So we know that so that based on this, what we're saying is from the Vilna Gaon, where Rav Kook is putting it, is that after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, the end of Nevuah is because the valve of Kayach HaMedama was shut off. Now the truth is, like everything, even though there was a hard stop and there was no real Nevuah after this moment in time, it didn't it didn't die out. There was mamash no Nevuah. But this process of of a Nevuah-like experience was able to be had until the times of Abai and Rava. Until Abai and Rava. We'll see in a moment. Take a look at Maramakim number 5. This is from the Shara Kedusha, from Reb Chaim Vital, again in Chela Gimel Shara Vav. Reb Chaim Vital is talking about how even after Nevuah ended, the Tanoim were able to, they still had a very strong tradition of the Nevuah process. And although there was an inability for them to reach a certain level of their Sharshei HaNeshamas, but the concept of traveling up the ladder of yourself to a certain place was still accessible. And the way, without getting to the Kabbalistic Lashonis, but the way Reb Chaim Vital presents it is that there's a certain, like, when the rungs of the ladder of your neshama, like there's a certain rung that you hit, like that's called Nevuah. That's real Nevuah. You know, and with one from that rung and up, there's different levels of Nevi'im. Moshe Rabbeinu is the highest, but there's different rung. But so that rung was, you can't get that high after the first base of Middash was destroyed. But everything below that was still accessible. So as generations went on, the ceiling got lower and lower. So by the times of the Tanoim, especially the early Tanoim, they were able to climb very, very high. Reb Chaim Vital writes that this was the process of Dal Shenichnasu L'Parades, where there was a Nevuah experience. These were people that still had, not, there was two things. They had the tradition from the Nevi'im, it was still strong, and they also had the Efer Parah, they also had the Paraduma. So the Efer Parah, Chazal say, existed all the way until Abai and Rava. So the Efer Parah, not everyone used it, it wasn't necessary. Practically, what do you need the Efer Parah for? You Paraduma. Who cares if you're Tommy Mace? So for the average Jew, it's irrelevant unless you're bringing karbanas, you know, things like that. But Efer Parah to be tar is also required in order to go on this journey of Aliyas HaNeshama to the level that we're talking about. It was required to become tar of Efer Parah. And the Efer Parah was in usage, at least amongst, select tzaddikim, it was in usage until Abai and Rava. And so during that time, that's when it was still possible to have these significant Aliyas HaNeshamas. So Reb Chaim Vital writes in Maramak number 5, the Gam Lazer, even after the times of Nevuah, during the times of the Tanoim, Hayushimushim Yiduim, there was known exercises, Liftayach HaShe'arim, to open up these gates, Sheyeshmin Ha'il Mashafel, Vasiya Vayitzira. That's the way he breaks it down. That when a person, the structure of the neshama parallels the structure of the worlds. So there's Atzilus, that's God's space. That's, you know, perceiving Atzilus, that's Nevuas Moshe. That's Nevuas Moshe. And then below that, in the your neshama as it's existing in the world of Bria, that's where your standard Nevuah is. There's different levels of that. Yeshaya, here, they're all different levels, but it's all within Bria. Once Nevuah ended, you can't get that high. But Yitzira, Asiya, and Yitzira is still fully accessible. And that's where the Tanoim and early Amoroyim would travel to if they did this. Not every Tana was part of this tradition, rather, not every Amora, and not all of them were of this inyan of doing this. But this was part of the tradition. They still had the Messiah from the Nevi'im how to do this. Again, Gam Lazeh HaYushimushim Yiduim. They still had the tools needed. Liftoich hasha'arim to open up these gates. Sheyesh min ha'il mashafel, going from this low place. Vasiya v'yitzira uliyached ha'yichudim v'atfilas, to use the yichudim, the kavanas that they were given from the neviim. V'zeh soid shimush pirkei heichalas shenishdam shabay Rav Nechunya, Rav Akiva, Rav Yishmol, v'anshik nesagdaila. This is what they did. This is what Pirkei Chalas, all the Svarim that we have from that time period, the Kabbalah Svarim that we have from that time period is primarily about this. Sefer Yetzirah also, Rabbi Kaplan, his whole Pirish on Sefer Yetzirah is really, it's a Chiddush, but this is how he frames it, that Sefer Yetzirah, there's certain, the Kabbalah Svarim that we have from the times of the Tanoim, most of them are obviously Svarim that are experiential by nature. They're describing these types of ascents. They're Nevuah Dika experiences. Pirkei Echolos is like that. Sefer Bo here. The one Sefer from that time period that seems to be not like that, that's more mathematical and technical in terms of like the Olamis and so on, which is more of how, like, Arizal and on, like those Svarim are more technical and so on. the sefer that we have from the times of Tanoim that sounds like that is Sefer Yetzirah. Sefer Yetzirah seems to be very, you know, technical in Kabbalah and so on. It's Kabbalah, but it's huh?
Logical,
systematic. It's not experiential. It's not the Ravai Kaplan in his commentary to Sefer Yetzirah. He shows that it's not like that at all. It's mamish. It was a Sefer Yetzirah itself is a guide through this experience. So so summing it all up, the storm that we have from this time period, the Kabbalah storm we have from them, they're it's like Sifri Nevi'ah. It's like Sifri Nevu'ah, just not Nevu'ah. I call Sifri Ruach HaKodesh. I don't know. It's experiential. They're describing Pirkei Chola, Sefer Boyer, Sefer Yetzirah. It's describing the ascent of what that's like, which is but this is what you had by the Nevi'ah, by the Tanoim, and even by the Amoraim. I'll give you an example of that in Marmok. But again, as time goes on, it gets less and less. You know, so during the times of the Tanoim and Amoraim, they were able to access Yetzirah. After the times of Abai and Rava, where there's no Paradum anymore, and Bechlav, the tradition of the Nevi'im is kamat lost, so then we're not able to access Yetzirah. At most, a person can access Asiyah. But the Arizal warned very much against that. That's what's called Kabbalah Mises. Kabbalah Mises, the reason was against a practical Kabbalah, Kabbalah Mises. People usually think that means just like, you know, writing Kameis or just like making Moisim and stuff like that. That's true, but that's not really what it means. Kabbalah Mises means having an Aliyas and Neshama to the universe of Asiyah. Because everything above Asiyah is no longer accessible without Paraduma, without the keys from the Nevi'im. It's not possible anymore. But Asiyah is still possible. The Arizal warned against that because the universe of Asiyah is too close to this physical dimension, and therefore it's polluted. It's not pure enough, and it'll cause problems. So that's why it's a tradition like this, that there's some of the worst, you know. Some of the people in Jewish history that caused the most damage were Isaac and Kabbalah Mises. It's called Kabbalah Mises. It'll result in Moisim and crazy stuff in Olam Hazeh because it's so close. You're being Isaac and Asiyah. You're connecting yourself to the Ruchnius of Asiyah, which is very much very close to physical reality. So you're not too high up on the ladder, and because of that, it might sound like it's not so dangerous, but it actually is because the airspace is not tar enough. No, so they were going much higher. They were going to Yetzirah. The problem is that Acher had his own inyanim. He wasn't prepared for that. None of them were except for Rabbi Kiva. Even Rabbi Kiva himself was not 100% prepared for it. There was the Rabbanu Shalom had a special shmir for Rabbi Kiva. There was a baskel that came out, don't touch Akiva. So Rabbi Kiva was protected, but that's none of them were fully prepared for it. It was not because they weren't able to handle that ascent. They were not rookies. I mean, they knew it. They were Isaac and these inyanim. But the undertaking that they took upon themselves to do in that space to bring geula, that was too much for them. Even they knew that it would be too much for them individually. That's the thought together, they'll be able to do that. The intention was that each one of them corresponds to a different mida, chesed, gevurah, tiferes, and malchus. And their intention was that they'll ascend and they'll be misaking their own neshamas on behalf of the Jewish people, and that'll bring the tikkun haklali. The problem was is that there's no such thing as if it's not Moshe Rabbeinu himself or the Avos HaKadoshim, there's no such thing as a grouping of tzaddikim that are Klali's Knesset Yisrael. There's no such thing. Even the Avos HaKadoshim, they could have done this, but they weren't alive at the same time in their full stature. Avraham Avinu was nifter when Yaakov Avinu became bar mitzvah. So there was no moment of when they were all fully in the state of godless at the same time. If they were, then they would have done what the Dalai Shniks of the Paradise were trying to do, and they would have been matzliach because they were Kolius Knesset Yisrael. But it wasn't meant to be, obviously. But that's what happened with the Dalai Shniks of the Paradise. So it wasn't Chas V'Shalom that they were in Asiyah. They were much higher than that, but they just the responsibility they put on themselves was a little bit too much. For any of them individually and even collectively, it was too much. Right. But that's as time goes on, yeah.
Non-obviously. Aren't we in Asiyah?
We're not even in Asiyah. We're low in this. The belly of the beast.
Realities.
Asiyah, right. Technically, even Asiyah is a ruchniistic dimension. It's just the most coarse. Mm-hmm. But what we're in is mamash, oil machumri, shein lamati man, is mamash. you know, Betan of the Nachash. That's how the Rizal calls it, you know, the Betan of the Nachash. So that's where we are. I'll give you an example in Marmukha number 6 of a Gemara that we're probably mostly familiar with. One of the Amaroyim, who, even by the Amaroyim, we're talking about later periods, until, you know, right before Bayin Rava, that Mamish, this was happening. And that's with Rabba Bar Nachmeni. There's a Gemara in Bamitzia talking about the, it's actually, they get to the Parsha, Taka. The mice with Rabba Bar Nachmeni, the Gemara says that there's a whole mice over there. Rabba was being chased by the Romans. It's a whole mice. And the Gemara says that he found himself in like a swampy, woodsy area, and he was able to just be by himself. And then the Gemara like shifts the storyline to what's going on in Shemayim. The Gemara says that in Shemayim, there's a machlekes between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Mesivta Derekiah, the Yeshiva Shalmaila and Hashem, when it comes to halachas of Tzaraas. So the question, there's two simonim, right? There's the white spot and the two hairs. And there's certain halachas of order, of white first and then hairs. Hair, that's Tameh. If it's the other way around, then it's Tahar. What if it's a Safik? What if it's a suffix? This is machlekes. This is machlekes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Tamei, Mesif Derekia says Tahar, and they said, Mi Achria, who will be Machria? So they said, Rabba Bar Nachmeni, Rabba said about himself, Ani Baki B'Taharas, he was the Baki in Taharas and so on, so they figured that he'll be Machria. So he was aware of this in the woods, and he said the word Tahar, he passed him like Mesif Derekia, and Yatsa Nishmasa B'Tahar, and he passed away like that. It's the nice. So the Ben Yoyada in Marmukah number 6, the Ben Yoyada says like this. I'm not sure exactly how he knew this, where it's coming from, but we'll just read it together. But based on the background, we'll be able to understand, hopefully. Nearly Bisad Deshmaya. So says the Ben Yoyada, the Ben Yishchai, Lo Hoya Plukta Berakia. This was not like a real Zach that was going on. Elakach Nidma Vinitztayer B'Kleich HaDimin Shal Rabba. This is what the imagination of Rabba was, like we saw last time, when this ascent takes place, and then the person experiences Nevuah, the human side of him has to sort of process the experience in its own way. So when a person is having this Aliyas HaNeshama, the Neshama Elukis and sort of the godly side of him is experiencing things in what's actually happening. But the Kaich HaMadama, the vehicle, needs to process it too. And the way the Kaich HaMadama processes it is by creating images to sort of translate the experience in terms that it understands. And that's what's going on over here. There wasn't actually machlekes, like Hashem and the Bezen Shalmal is having machlekes. The answer is it wasn't that machlekes. This is whatever was going on in Shemayim, this inyan of whatever was going on, whatever that means on the highest of levels, the Kleich HaDimyon of Rabba was processing it with this storyline, with this image. That's how Rabba was processing it. And why was this happening? Kasher Hisbaydeid B'makamahu, because Rabba was being misbaydeid in this place of the woods, whatever it is, the hischalasik b'tayra b'kedusha tahara, and he was Isaac and Tar in his level without talmidim forcing him down. You know what I'm saying? So he's mamish by himself, so he's able to the ha'isav b'machshav to pinui mikol chaymer olam haza, like just like the nevuah experience we said last week, his mind was emptied out. The sum kol machshav to b'avos yisparach, and he put all of his thoughts. It was focused on ahavas Hashem and Tayra. Al kein zach laham shechal navshay or elyon me'en nevuah. For Ruach HaKadosh, and was able to experience this light of Nevuah, of Ruach HaKadosh. Vaz nifer do nafshe mechaymer oylem haza, v'nivdeko b'shar she'elyon, and his nefesh, his consciousness, was able to be disassociated from oylem haza, and to get to the shar she'elyon of his neshama. Again, at that time, whatever was possible, the kashirich b'chalzer, Rabbeinu Chaim Vital, b'sefer, it's a mistake, b'sefer shari, Ruach HaKadosh. In that sefer, that's Ruach Chaim Vital explains. Vini Rabba Bar Nachmeni, Gam hu zach liskadish koydin b'tirasa b'kedusha se'elu, and Rabba Bar Nachmeni was able to reach this level of kedusha before his death. Aideshis b'oided b'makam nister, the fact that he was misbided in this private place, lasek shom b'tayr b'cheshek nifla, v'az shom pasakai. And again, just like last week we said, that the immediately before Nevuah, the Kaich HaMadam, everything has to be like, you know, unplugged and everything just shut off and go blank. And then you can sort of, you know, reintroduce the Kaich HaMadam as just a vehicle to go up. The same process of Nevi'im, until he was able to get with the Kaich HaMadam to the Shorish of his Neshama, to whatever was accessible at that generation. And, you know, the way the Rabbanishon wanted it is, So this is how his Kayach Madam was processing the experience of creating this image in his mind of the Kayach of the Shiva Shalmaila of Tzadikim, Yoshma Eiskim Be'inyan, Sar Love and Shekadim Beharis, whatever the whole sugi was, the whole piece. That's how his Kayach Madam was processing it. And why would the Rabbanu Shalom do all of this? Kadesh Yashlim, Limsar Navsha Bratzen Atoiv. Because that's part of the sugi over there. The Rabbanu Shalom wanted, it was the time of Rabba's, it was time for his patira, and Hashem wanted, for whatever reason, Rabba to sort of be involved in his own patira and sort of allow his neshama to go b'shalom. And the way to do that was to orchestrate this inyan of him Amish experiencing an unbelievable level of dveikus at the time, ad kolos hanefesh, till his death. V'gam kadesh yashiv tahar. And we also, Hashem wanted his death to come with the words tahar. V'teitzi nafshe ba'isiyas tahar. It was a tidbak tegef umiyad b'shar shal yin hatar. And that will attach him to his shayrish. And so again, Rav Chaim Vital says, this was possible, again, like I said, until Bayin Rava. There's no paraduma, and the keys are lost. It's an impossibility. But, and like I said, after that, you can only get tasiya, but Arizal warned against Kabbal Mises. Huh? Koich HaDibur. Tar, yeah. So this is an interesting thing. Going, you know, piggybacking off of that, we do find an interesting thing. Rav Chaim Vital mentioned before, I think it was, Mar Malka number 5, he mentioned that the Tanoim that were Isaac in this, he mentioned a few names, Rav Chunya, Rav Akiva, Rav Yishmael, V'Anshik Nesak Doyla. Anshik Nesak Doyla. Now that's an interesting thing that, if he calls that Anshik Nesak Doyla, means that their functionality as Anshik Nesak Doyla was Isaac in this, right? In other words, who are the Anshik Nesak Doyla, right? The Tzaddikim, the Gdoilim, after the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, carrying us into the second Beis HaMikdash. So the fact that maybe I'm being medayik too much, but the fact that he says that this was the Asik of Anshik Nesak Doyla, that means that he's not just saying the individual members of that assembly were tzaddikim that did this in their private time. No. Like that was part of the avodah. Anshik Nesak Doyla was to do this. Why? What does that mean? So this leads us into a tire from Chaim Volozhiner. If you take a look at Mar Mocha number 2 and 3, Chaim Volozhiner describes davening. We know that the siddur and the standardized form of davening was established by the Anshik Nesak Doyla. Chaim Volozhiner, again, it's not necessarily obvious right away, but with the proper background, you'll see it. Chaim Volozhiner, when he talks about tefillah, he's explaining that tefillah that we have is a safe version of everything we've been talking about of nevuah. So the process of nevuah, the Anshik Nesak Doyla part, what was the main task of the Anshik Nesak Doyla was to allow the transition of Klal Yisrael from Bayis Rishon to Bayis Sheni. Not just to, that's why, that's the mission says in Pirkei Avos that they made, all the takanas of Anshik Nesak Doyla. If you take a look at the Maral over there, in his Pirush on Pirkei Avos, he explains how every one of those takanas of Anshik Nesak Doyla, Asiyu Sag V'Torah, Hamidu Talmidim Harbe, Have Masunim Adin, all those takanas of the statements of Anshik Nesak Doyla are fundamental in what their job was to sort of ease the transition of the Jewish people. And part of that job is to introduce them to the new avoda of Teresh Baal Peh, of Pratim, of Seichel, but it's also not to lose everything you had from the first Beis HaMikdash and somehow figure out a way to move things forward. And that's their asek of establishing the siddur and establishing the structure of davening is mamish desinyan, of creating a healthy, safe way for everyone on their level to experience an aliyas haneshama through the kayach of tefillah. So if you take a look, that's really what the Nefesh HaChaim, in Shaar Beis where he talks about davening, that's what he's doing over there. So if you take a look at, we'll just go through a little bit, you'll see how he describes davening. It's mamish the avoid of nevuah, but just in a safer way, in a way that's more, second base of Migdash Dik. So standardized, So he says, Ki kol teva matfila, oishal eza bracha, every word of davening or every bracha that we have, hi ha'oi lamala mala, it ascends, it goes up, and Rav Chaim Volozhiner explains that, that the words that you say, that's a part of you, and there's a person is a medaber. So like the words that you say is capturing a piece of who you are, and those words ascend. Idemari kolin v'gadfin v'natlanai. He's quoting Zohar Kaddish that through the malachim that help the ascent of a person's tefillas. But again, when we say tefillas, remember tefillas means you. It means a part of your nefesh. Lifal pulas v'sharsha el yaham yuchala, to then go and be pile in the Sharish Elyon of your neshama. And with this, you become a partner with Hashem. Live nice, lintoya kama v'kama olamis, to build infrastructures and to build olamis. The maskul yavim idaitai shaloi lechina mhutzrichu letikun tchina ketanu tefila ketzar kazu. And the person with understanding will realize that that's why it was not for nothing that in order to establish a short davening, which is called Shemoneh Esrei, you need a kufchav zakeinu ma'an neviim, and you had a kama neviim, 120 elders, and amongst them many neviim. Why do you need such a? Why is it such a big avoda? El shem esiga baruch kodesh vasagas nevuasim hol yaina. Such a lashon. He says they were mastered with their ruach hakodesh and their nevuah. What the proper channels are going to be? Because yichap what they had to do. They had to create words that, on the one hand, are universal. That every yid throughout history will be able to find. Well, that these words will be able to capture the person, everyone's nefesh, and use these words to ascend, and at the same time ascend in a path that's mamish safe. That's a very, very big avoda, and they themselves needed to be neviim in order to do this. L'zayis yostu v'tiknum at ve'a brachas v'tfilas be'lo atevas davka, and this is why they established davening with these particular words. Gamasher rov esigu eza derech yishkain oira shal kol teva pratis miyam. Because they understood, you know, what's the derech for every tevin, the derech that each word is going to take. And he go on Maramaka number 3. So again, Vayter in Shar Beis over there. So Rechavi tell you, that's a mistake. The Shar Beis Perak Aleph. It was late last night. So Maramaka number 3. He's describing now what davening should look like. This is a high madrega. He says Iker ba'avodas hatfila. Use your imagination. The Rabbi Chaim writes that by davening the way it's supposed to be, and by the way, I didn't bring this down, but there's a whole, you know, the Rishonim Reis Hatur brings down that the hachana to davening is to be mizbainein and to ad kdei hispashas hagashmi, as the Torah famously says, that the real davening is supposed to be where you mamish divest yourself from any attachment to this world. Your mamish, like, that's the achan of a navi, kiilu, not to the degree of neviim, like we said, the mamish not unplugging everything, but a certain level of disassociation from olam hazeh, and then you throw yourself into the words, and says Rechaim V'lozhner, and you use your imagination to literally imagine the words leaving your mouth and ascending to heaven. You're using your imagination. So a little bit, he goes a little further. is to allow your neshama to ascend. And when you speak every word, which is a piece of your neshama, put your kaiches into each word and use your imagination to imagine the words, which is with a piece of you inside, ascending on high. And just like by the Nevi'im, that imagination that they used was not a dim. It was not a dimion. That was real. That was the vehicle that it was actually happening. That's how davening works. Litain v'lishpoich b'nafshei ma'amish l'gamri ladvika b'shar she'elyon shel tevus ha'tfila oim dim rumah sh'olam. And so the davening itself is modeled after this avoda. Again, like everything else, you know, as time goes on, even tefillah itself becomes, sort of a shell of what it can be. But this is why, you know, by the Baal Shem Tov, there's a renaissance of davening, but davening in this way of dvekas, because that's what the, like I mentioned last time, the whole Taurus of Baal Shem Tov is preparing the world back to get ready for Mashiach, which is the return of Nevuah. So everything that follows the model of Nevuah, Chassidus pushes very, very much. So, like we spoke about last time, the inyan of the avoda of using one's kaicham adamant to get out of katnus, to imagine yourself as godless, lechatchila river. That's a nevuah dek inyan. Chassidus pushes that. The inyan of even connecting to a tzaddik without learning from the tzaddik, but the hiskashus to a tzaddik, that was a nevuah. That was something that you find by the neviim. Also, you go through navi, you'll see this, that just the association to the navi was sometimes enough to bring people to a state of nevuah. Just the association, just the hiskashus. So that's also something Chassidus focuses on, and davening as well. Davening itself was made by Yanshik and Sagdoila as a safer version of nevuah, and so Chassidus doubles down on the avoid of davening. And this is all, it's all part of what's going on. Now, I guess to end off, one last nekuda, I think after all of what we've said, we can now understand a l'chara, difficult Torah from the Sefer Chassidim. If you take a look at Marmok number one, so this is from the Sefer Chassidim in some Tavkuf Mendel. There's all different, the Sefer Chassidim, it's like, there's, I don't know, for some reason, there's no like standardized version of Sefer Chassidim. Every edition has like its own simanim. So the Madur that, you know, the Madur over there, I can't pronounce it, whatever it is, that Madur is, it's in Tavkuf Mendal or whatever. So the Sefer Chassidim writes the following thing. He's talking about the end of Nevuah, and he says, V'ein ruach ha-kodesh ba'olam, liyas Nevi'im v'bayisheni, right? We don't have Nevi'im by the second Beis HaMikdash anymore. So until now we saw, why is that? Okay, so the Rambam, because there's no Yishva Das. Most Rishonim, because there's no Aron. The Vilna Gaon, because the Eitz Zahara is gone of Avodah Zarah. So okay, but now the Sefer Chassidim says something else. Why? But similar to the, you'll see in a second, it starts off like the Vilna Gaon, but it's not exactly the same. Because in the second Beis HaMikdash, there was no Yitzhar, the Yitzhar of Avodah was taken away. And says the Sefer Chassidim, and during the times when there was a Avodah Zarah, and you had Nevi Sheker doing all sorts of crazy stuff, so in Loi Hoy Nevi Hashem Oisim, then if you didn't have Nevi Hashem doing similar things, Hoy Nepachim Avodah Zarah, it would have, everyone, you know, would have been too difficult to Yetzirah. Ugashinishli Yetzirah Shal Avodah Zarah, Kvayir Loi Tzrichim Lanavi, but when the Yetzirah Avodah Zarah is gone, then you don't need Nevi anymore. He said the Sefer Chassidim just did there. The Sefer Chassidim, what he again zelum azeh, but he's going the other way around. He's saying the really we shouldn't have nevuah. That's where he's coming from. Really, there shouldn't be nevuah. The only reason to have nevuah was to balance the yetzer of avodah zarah. There's no yetzer of avodah zarah, so you don't need nevuah. Really? What do you mean? First of all, what do you mean? It means bad, so we shouldn't have nevuah. And what does that mean? So why would Nevuah come back when Mashiach comes? The Yetzer HaRa is not going to come back. The whole framing of the Sefer Chassidim is that Nevuah is just there to give us the strength against the Yetzer HaRa. That's really it? The answer is that what the Sefer Chassidim is hinting to us is that where is Nevuah coming from? From, again, zooming out, I mentioned this last week, but I'll just explain it a little bit more for the next few minutes. Zooming out, the inyan of Nevuah is this very strange partnership between the Nefesh Lekis and the Nefesh Bahamas. The Kaicha Medama is the most earthly faculty of the Nefesh Bahamas. Within all the human faculties that we have, which are from the Nefesh Bahamas, the most earthly, the most Megushim, the most Bahamistic is the Kaicha Medama. It's so like the human being is the crown that makes us better than animals. You know, what makes the human being better than animals is the seichel. And the part of us that's not seichel-dik is the kaicha medam. So of all the nefesh of Am, the kaicha medam is the lowest. And ironically, what do we have by nevuah? Is that in order for the nefesh of Lekis to experience its greatest heights, it needs the vehicle of the nefesh of Am. Of not just the nefesh of Am, the kaicha medam of the nefesh of Am. It means that's coming from a deep truth, which is that the Nefesh of Bahamas and the Kaicha Medam in particular actually holds some keys of Elikus, some level of Elikus, some level of goodness, of Toiv, of Elikus, that even the Nefesh of Lekis doesn't have. And the Nefesh of Lekis needs to rely on that. Now let me explain. Well, what is that? See, I mentioned this on Shabbos for sure. Probably I always mention it. Is that the what's the secret of Olam Haba? What's the secret of Yemei Mashiach? The secret of Tikkun. The secret of Tikkun is to realize that the Rabbanu Shlalom, the Ein Sof of the Rabbanu Shlalom, still exists in Olam Haza. Right? Atu at Shloi Nivra Olam, Atu Min Shnei Nivra Olam. An unrectified world is a world that there's the infinity of Elikos. There's the Or Ein Sof, but the Or Ein Sof is not. It already left. It's not here. All that we have here is very finite. It's very rigid. Like all that you see is what you get. That's it. The shlemus, the deepest revelation of Elikus is to realize that no. The same Ein Sof that existed before creation still fills creation itself. What faculty has an Ein Sof quality to it? It's a Kaicha Medama. The Kalech Madam, ironically and strangely enough, still has an imprint of Ein Sof to it. The ability. Let me just finish it off because I don't want to get caught in apikarsis. So the Kalech Madam's ability to be in two places at the same time, and to create things that aren't real, and to put things together that don't have a, that aren't a shidduch. You know, the Kalech Madam, that where is that coming from? So obviously, it doesn't mean it's not Ein Sof. It's not that's not Elokus, but it's reflective of some deep truth, which is that Einoy Movadai, that Ein Sof still exists even after the creation of the world of Gvul. And so, and ultimately, the way Nevuah works is for the Nefesh Elokis to sort of access that and to sort of give context to that Ein Sofius, that is the Nefesh HaBahamas. This is part of a very, very big sugya, which I've talked about in other times, which is that when La'asilavai, it'll be Nizgala, that it's not the pshat that the Neshama is enlivening the Gulf. It's not the pshat that the Nefesh HaLakis is like held back by the Nefesh HaBahamas. It's Fakir. The Iker light of Elikus is actually found in the Nefesh HaBahamas, and the Nefesh HaLakis is there to give it, you know, healthy expression. But ultimately, the deepest level of R is actually found in Nefesh HaBahamas. And why is that? Where is that coming from? It expresses itself dafkin the Kaich Madama and the ability to be Mamish Ein Sof. It's a Bechin of Ein Sof. And Nefesh HaLakis is drawing its ability to skip steps because of the Kaich Madama. Which means that fundamentally, the Iker time period that Nevuah should be accessible in is dafka when Mashiach comes. And it's Nizgala, Einoy Mulvadai, and Ein Sof fills Kimol Arz Deyas Hashem Kamayim Al-Machasim. Only when that, Be'etzim Nevuah is only Shaykh Yomais Mashiach. What the Zevi Chassidim is saying is like this: until Mashiach comes, Nevuah is inappropriate. And the only reason to have Nevuah before Mashiach comes is only to balance Yetzahar of Avodah Zarah. There's no Yetzahar of Avodah Zarah after Churban Bayis Rishon, so there's no Indian to have Nevuah. So why is there Nevuah Mashiach comes? No, because that's when Nevuah makes sense. That's when Nevuah should make sense. When the Nefesh HaBahamas of the universe, when the earthliness of this world is purified and brought to its ultimate tikkun, which is a vessel for Ein Sof, that's when it's appropriate to have Nevuah. Any time of any Nevuah that's before that is premature. So why do we have it? So it says Nevesh HaChassidim, in order to give us the strength to counter Avodah Zarah. You don't have Avodah Zarah, there's no reason to have Nevuah early. But when Mashiach comes, that's when Nevuah is supposed to happen. Okay, so this is the Avodah. So as we get, and that's why, you know, Rav Kook himself said this, that before Mashiach comes, you're going to see the valve of the Kaicha Madama opening up again. And the world is going to be, society and civilization is going to be propelled less by the Kaicha Seichel and more by the Kaicha Dimyan. We've said that. And Ad Kedei Kach, you see right now that the world is eating itself apart because of its overindulgence in the Kayach HaMadama, and just the Seichel is becoming completely lost through the. The answer is because the world is right around the corner. So you need an absolute, just the spigot of Kayach HaMadama has to be mamish in full force. It's just that the world doesn't have the kalim until Mashiach comes to process it. But this is what's going on. This is why everything is inside out, upside down. It's all the Kayach HaMadama. It's not, you can't, people that there's no, everyone knows, you can't talk to, certain people you can't talk to, certain groups of people, whatever, v'chul, everyone knows, the Kayach HaSeichel is not there. It's Dimyon. It's Dimyonis. It's just Dimyon. And that, until recently, has been the driving force of society in a relatively, you know, manageable way. You know, why do they go to Mars? You know, they didn't go to Mars. Why are they trying to go to outer space and all that stuff? They could say all the cheshbon is world is scientific, discovery to come up with, find a molecule somewhere that'll cure cancer. I don't know. Really, it's because they want to find the Martian because it's cool. That's really what it is. That's what's driving it. That's what's driving it. So it's the Kaicha Dimyon. It's the Kaicha Madama. It's Malovish with Kamalovushim. That's what it's about. But that's fine. The problem is when the Kaicha Madama is on. When the spigot opens up to such a degree where everything is now just completely upside down, inside out, because of the Kaicha Dimyon, and Seichel is no longer the animal is just like, you know, the horse has been spooked and it's just going, the guy, you know, you can't control it. That's what we're seeing right now. But it's all Achana for Mashiach. It's all Achana for Nevuah. And Bez Hashem, all the Kaicha Madama will be in Keharifayin, we flipped over to be mamish, the biggest kalim for Nevuah itself, and we'll be zeichet to see visions that have never been seen before. V'yiskol tzadik b'rachamim, meher v'meinu, amen.